Two motives within this theme merit particular attention. The first is its initial melodic gesture. The second is a little descending scale figure that grows out of the first motive. Modest though they may seem, these two motives provide much of the substance for this opening movement. Schubert now restates the theme, but adding counterpoint formed from the falling scale motive in the flute. Now begins a vigorous transition passage based on the first of our two motives, the one that began the initial theme. Here is that transition passage. This brings us to the second theme. Notice the little figure at the end of this subject. Schubert emphasizes this figure, echoing it during the restatement of the melody, then uses it to build another transition passage. This passage continues with reference to the first theme. Note especially the recurrence of the falling scale motive we heard earlier. Schubert now rounds off the first, or exposition section of the movement, with a brief closing motive. Here we discover something quite interesting. The melodic figure of this motive is closely related to the initial motive of the first theme. Only the rhythm is different. This sort of subtle transformation of musical motives imparts a subliminal sense of coherence to a large-scale composition. It constitutes one of the secrets of the composer's art and one of the great virtues of classical style. With the closing motive, Schubert concludes the exposition section, or the first paragraph, if you will, of the opening movement. As is traditional in classical period symphonies, this section now is repeated note for note. We then arrive at the movement's central section, the development, normally the most dramatic section of the sonata form structure. Generally, this is some sort of extension or development of one or more of the themes introduced during the opening exposition section, and this development will lead the music fairly quickly through far-ranging harmonies. In the development section of the present movement, Schubert adopts a somewhat unusual creative strategy by ignoring the two principal themes. Instead, he develops the brief introductory phrase and the closing motive. Let's refresh our memories for a moment and hear again each of these two elements. First, the introductory measures. And now the closing motive. At the outset of the development, Schubert combines both of these ideas. Schubert now takes the closing motive and extends it.